Test 64, Section 2, Question 20. This one is a must-be-true or an inference question, and it's actually a little bit of an odd one because when I first read it, I was totally confused. It says, members of the Video King Frequent Viewers Club can now receive special discount, so you can get this discount coupon. Members who have rented more than 10 videos in the past month can receive the discount only at the Video King location from which the member last rented the movie. So if you're above 10 in the last month, you have to go to the most recent rental location. Members of the Frequent Viewers Club who have not rented more than 10 videos in the past month can receive the coupon only at Main Street. So if you're below 10, then you're at Main Street. Pat, who has not rented more than 10 in the past month, can receive the discount coupon at the Walnut Lane location of Video King. And this was where I went, wait, what? How does that work? Because Pat hasn't rented more than 10. And the rule, when I went back, I was like, but the rule says that members of the Frequent Viewers Club who have not rented more than 10 can receive the coupon only at Main Street. So how can Pat get it at the Walnut Lane? And it took me a minute to realize that the other criteria that they stated was members of the Frequent Viewers Club who have not rented more than 10. And all we know is Pat has not rented more than 10, but it never said whether or not Pat is a member of the Frequent Viewers Club. And so the opening statement that says members of the Video King Frequent Viewers Club can now receive a special discount coupon, it is a little sneaky because it doesn't say that they're the only ones who can get that coupon. And so therefore, based on the fact that Pat can get the coupon from somewhere else means that there's no way that Pat could be a member of the Frequent Viewers Club, or else Pat would have to go to Main Street. And so we know that some people are getting it who are not in the club. So the only people who can receive the special discount coupon at Main Street are Frequent Viewer Club members who have not rented more than 10. Well, we actually have some different ideas on that because we actually don't really have any idea about how many other people are getting this coupon and or where they could or couldn't redeem it. Some members of the Frequent Viewer Club have not rented more than 10 videos. Well, this is sneaky because it's trying to get us to think and assume that Pat is a member, but we don't know. In fact, we know that Pat is not a member, or else Pat would have to get it from Main Street. So we don't know that there are members of the video club who have rented less than 10. Some members of the Frequent Viewers Club can receive the special discount coupon at more than one location, and there's nothing in the passage that will prove that for sure. Again, it's trying to get us to read something into the statement about Pat that we don't have, and that's trying to get us to assume that Pat is a member of the club. Some people who are not members of the club can receive the special discount coupon, and that's the one thing that's perfectly proven, because there's no way for Pat to be a member of the club, or else Pat would have to be getting the coupon from the Main Street location based on the less than 10 rentals. And so, therefore, D is what's proven perfectly. And then if Pat rents a movie from the Main Street location, she will not receive it. We don't know anything about what will sort of offset or change the conditions under which Pat can receive the coupon. And so, therefore, D is our best response.